DeepEnglish.com.
Great art can move us to tears, inspire us, and its beauty can take our breath away. What can move us to tears, inspire us, and take our breath away? Great art can move us to tears, inspire us, and take our breath away. For some people, though, a trip to the art gallery is like experiencing a physical attack. For some people, what is a trip to the art gallery like? For some people, a trip to the art gallery is like experiencing a physical attack. This condition even has a name, Stendhal syndrome. What is the condition called? The condition is called Stendhal syndrome. Sufferers cannot view art they perceive as beautiful without falling ill. Can sufferers view art they perceive as beautiful without falling ill? No, sufferers can't view art they perceive as beautiful without falling ill. Exposure to art they enjoy triggers a rapid heartbeat and overwhelming dizziness. What does exposure to art they enjoy trigger? Exposure to art they enjoy triggers a rapid heartbeat and overwhelming dizziness. This often leads to panic attacks and fainting. Does it lead to heart attacks and fainting? No, it doesn't lead to heart attacks and fainting. It leads to panic attacks and fainting. Confusion, temporary amnesia, and paranoia are also common in Stendhal syndrome sufferers. What is common in Stendhal syndrome sufferers? Confusion, temporary amnesia, and paranoia are common in Stendhal syndrome sufferers. In rare cases, the sufferer experiences hallucinations and temporary madness. Does the sufferer experience hallucinations and temporary madness in rare cases or in all cases? The sufferer experiences hallucinations and temporary madness in rare cases. It does not seem to be limited to art. Is it limited to art? No, it isn't limited to art. A setting sun, waves crashing in on the shore, or a high and lonely mountain range can all induce the condition. What can induce the condition? A setting sun, waves crashing in on the shore, or a high and lonely mountain range can all induce the condition. Thankfully, the effects are short-lived, and sufferers do not need medical help. Are the effects long-lived or short-lived? The effects are short-lived. Do sufferers need medical help? No, sufferers don't need medical help. The condition was named after 19th century French author Henri-Marie Bell. What 19th century French author was the condition named after? The condition was named after 19th century French author Henri-Marie Bell. His pen name was Stendhal. What was his pen name? His pen name was Stendhal. At the age of 34 in 1817, Stendhal visited Florence's Santa Croce Cathedral. When did Stendhal visit Florence's Santa Croce Cathedral? Stendhal visited Florence's Santa Croce Cathedral at the age of 34 in 1817. It was the first time he had seen Giotto's famous ceiling frescoes. Was it the first or second time he had seen Giotto's famous ceiling frescoes? It was the first time he had seen Giotto's famous ceiling frescoes. He recalled, "Everything spoke so vividly to my soul. I had palpitations of the heart." What did everything speak so vividly to? Everything spoke so vividly to his soul. What kind of palpitations did he have? He had palpitations of the heart. Life was drained from me. I walked with the fear of falling. What was drained from him? Life was drained from him. Did he walk with the fear of tripping? No, he didn't walk with the fear of tripping. He walked with the fear of falling. After Stendhal went public with his experiences, other cases were reported. What was reported after Stendhal went public with his experiences? Other cases were reported after Stendhal went public with his experiences. People used to call the condition art disease or tourist disease. What did people used to call the condition? People used to call the condition art disease or tourist disease. In 1979, Dr. Graziella Magherini coined the term Stendhal syndrome. When did Dr. Graziella Magherini coin the term Stendhal syndrome? Dr. Graziella Margarini coined the term Stendhal syndrome in 1979. She used it to describe the symptoms of many visitors to Florence. Did she use it to describe the symptoms of many visitors to Florence or to Rome? She used it to describe the symptoms of many visitors to Florence. These tourists would suffer panic attacks and bouts of madness after viewing famous paintings or sculptures. Would these tourists suffer panic attacks and bouts of madness before or after viewing famous paintings or sculptures? These tourists would suffer panic attacks and bouts of madness after viewing famous paintings or sculptures. Neurosurgeons have argued that novelists Fyodor Dostoevsky and Marcel Proust also suffered from Stendhal syndrome. Who have argued that novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky and Marcel Proust also suffered from Stendhal syndrome? Neurosurgeons have argued that novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky and Marcel Proust also suffered from Stendhal syndrome. During a visit to Basel Museum, Dostoevsky suffered textbook Stendhal syndrome symptoms. When did Dostoevsky suffer textbook Stendhal syndrome symptoms? Dostoevsky suffered textbook Stendhal syndrome symptoms during a visit to Basel Museum. His second wife, Anna, explained her husband seemed out of sorts when looking at the painting by Hans Holbein called Dead Christ. Who explained that her husband seemed out of sorts? His second wife, Anna, explained that her husband seemed out of sorts. Was he looking at the painting by Hans Holbein called Dead Christ? Yes, he was looking at the painting by Hans Holbein called Dead Christ. The image portrayed Christ after he had been taken down from the cross. Did the image portray Christ before or after he had been taken down from the cross? The image portrayed Christ after he had been taken down from the cross. Like a deer caught in the headlights, Dostoevsky was overwhelmed by it. Was Dostoevsky underwhelmed or overwhelmed by it? Dostoevsky was overwhelmed by it. Was he like a bear caught in the headlights? No, he wasn't like a bear caught in the headlights. He was like a deer caught in the headlights. He stood in front of the great work of art, nailed to the spot for over 20 minutes. How long did he stand in front of the great work of art, nailed to the spot? He stood in front of the great work of art, nailed to the spot for over 20 minutes. His wife described a look of great agitation and fear upon his face. What kind of look did his wife describe was upon his face? His wife described a look of great agitation and fear upon his face. Eventually, she took the disorientated Dostoevsky by the arm and led him away. What did she eventually do? Eventually, she took the disorientated Dostoevsky by the arm and led him away. He slowly calmed down, but insisted upon seeing the painting one last time before he left. Did he calm down quickly or slowly? He calmed down slowly. What did he insist upon doing one last time before he left? He insisted upon seeing the painting one last time before he left. Great works of art affect us profoundly. Some, it would seem, more than others. Do some great works of art affect us more profoundly than others? Yes, some great works of art affect us more profoundly than others. Einstein once said, "Art is standing with one hand extended into the universe and one hand extended into the world and letting ourselves be a conduit for passing energy." Who once said art is standing with one hand extended into the universe and one hand extended into the world and letting ourselves be a conduit for passing energy? Einstein once said, "Art is standing with one hand extended into the universe and one hand extended into the world and letting ourselves be a conduit for passing energy."